Wyoming's prison system boasts the second-best recidivism rate in the country. 25% of offenders in the state will return to prison for a parole violation or new crime, compared to 40% nationally. The Wyoming Department of Corrections credits its education programs, including a mandatory GED course for all inmates without a high school degree, with keeping inmates from landing back behind bars. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports.
Zach Fuhrer dropped out of high school at age 17 and had no intention on ever setting foot in another classroom.
It was a struggle for me. Didn't want to go to school, man. I'd rather work and make money, you know what I mean?
Now 31, Fuhrer is serving 3 to 5 years in the Wyoming Medium Correctional Institution in Torrington for aggravated assault. When he got here in June, the correction staff told him he was required to take the Adult Basic Education, or ABE, class and work towards a GED. Fuhrer didn't think he could handle it.
Felt like I was going to struggle, and I felt like it'd take me years to get through.
Just a few months later, and Fuhrer has already passed 3 of the 5 tests needed to get his GED.
Hi, Mr. Hodge.
He spends a few mornings each week in class, as do about 50 of the 640 inmates at this facility.
I never would have went back to school ever, but I could honestly give a lot of props to Mr. Newman. He's my teacher in there, and just the way that he treats us as a human being, not a person that wears orange.
Who cares about anybody else?
Before starting his job as ABE instructor when this prison opened up 4 years ago, Mr. Jerry Newman spent years coaching high school and college athletes, and he's clearly brought those motivational skills into the classroom.
We talk about disciplining themselves. Discipline themselves so nobody else has to discipline them. That's what I used to tell my athletes. That's what I believe in.
The walls of Newman's classroom are covered with motivational posters touting messages like "challenge yourself" and "dreams without actions stay dreams." Newman says the men sitting around the table in orange jumpsuits and orthopedic shoes need to learn self-confidence as much as they do math and reading.
To be some of the causes of homeless in America. How many have ever been homeless in here?
He shares this week's essay prompt and delivers a pep talk.
People talk behind your back for 3 reasons.
Students here go at their own pace and take their exams whenever they feel ready. Some have minimal literacy skills and very little formal education.
Education? Well, I really didn't have one. As a youngster, I grew up pretty rough in San Diego.
That's another ABE student, Jodel Paisno.
Just like, you know, pays no attention.
Paisno had racked up 14 felonies by age 13 and never got around to attending any high school.
High school of hard knocks, I guess you'd say, you know.
Paisno says his excuse on the outside for never getting his GED was that he didn't have time. That doesn't play here. The 44-year-old is halfway through a 2-year sentence on a drug-related charge, and he plans to make the best of it.
If you want to come out of this place a bigger criminal, believe me, you can. There's plenty of that here. But if you want to come out of this place a better member of society, there's even more resources for that.
Betty Abbott is the education programs manager for the Department of Corrections. She says prison education here and around the country is underfunded.
A prison system is designed and security is always first. So if you're losing funding, you can't cut security. You have to look at other things to cut. You can't cut food. You can't cut medical. So the things that you cut are programming and education.
So Abbott says she tries to do a lot with a little and insists this is money well spent. A Rand Corporation report found that every dollar spent on prison education saves $5 on reincarceration costs down the line. And Abbott says this is all done with public safety in mind.
If we prepare inmates better for release with a job, with a livable wage job, they are less likely to return. They are also less likely to create more victims and commit more crimes.
The ABE classes are just the beginning for education. Inmate Kobe Fullerton is taking an advanced computer applications course for college credit through Eastern Wyoming College. Fullerton was recently reclassified as a minimum custody inmate and swapped his orange jumpsuit for a red one.
I'm red because I'm a minimum inmate. I chose to be here.
With his classification, 31-year-old Fullerton could have gone to one of the prison system's work programs in another part of the state, but he wanted to stay here and finish this class, where he's learning skills like PowerPoint and Excel.
I could sit in my room, watch TV, or just sit outside and look at the grass grow, but, you know, to be able to use my mind and learn something, you know, that's something that can benefit me for my future.
Fullerton doesn't think Wyoming's marijuana laws that landed him here are fair, but he says education has been the silver lining. Once he gets out next year, he says he'll use the knowledge and skills learned here to find work in Colorado's legal marijuana industry and advocate for reforms back in his home state. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Aaron Schrank.